First, terms of service apply. Stop in today and get the world in the palm of your hands. And it's available from Thumb Cellular.
Are you financially prepared? Do you know how much it will take to be financially prepared to enjoy your retirement? Life insurance is a subject that most people are not comfortable discussing. However, protecting your assets and providing financial security for your family's future should be your number one goal. Farm Bureau insurance agent Casey Yan of Harbor Beach in Ubley can do a family needs analysis to determine exactly what your needs might be, like how much life insurance is needed, is term or permanent life insurance right for you and your family, or if you can provide protection on the coverage you currently have. If death or disability occurs, will you have enough money to provide for the expenses that may occur?
Hi, this is Casey Yan, your Farm Bureau insurance agent in Harbor Beach and Ubley. Farm Bureau can provide Michigan residents with farm, home, life, auto, and business insurance that best fits your needs. Give me a call today in Harbor Beach at 479-3288 or in Ubley at 658-8538. That's Farm Bureau Insurance, here to make life easier.
Back here at Reese High School, where the Harbor Beach Pirates fall to Buena Vista 94-51, and they tried to hang in there as long as they could. They came out, Eric, with a really good start, and it went back and forth. We had several lead changes in the first quarter, right into midway of the second quarter, and then all of a sudden Buena Vista, like you said, made those long jumpers, long threes, I should say, and that really took the sails out of the Harbor Beach Pirates ship.
Yeah, that always discourages them, but what you got to keep your head up in those occasions. Continue to go that way, but I've got to give kudos to Harbor Beach. As big as this lead was, they never really gave up. So,
and that's something Harbor Beach has always been really good at, and they've never quit. They've never hung their heads or anything like that. I believe you got some unofficial stats for
us. I do. We got some points here. Mr. Goodman led all scorers with 25 points, followed by Washington with 15. Ferris had 14. He had, I think he had 4 3-pointers. He was just lighting them up. Houston had 12 points. Smithers, 10. Hogan had 4. The McGee had 2. 5 for McKinney and 2 for Rocket. Now, on the Harbor Beach side, leading scorers for them was Seaman with 12. There was Rakovic had 8, excuse me. Sorensen had 8. Ginther had 8. 6 for Kraft. 2 for Mazur, and 2 for Booms. And that wraps up all stats right there. An interesting stat was unofficially, Buena Vista had 35 rebounds.
And that doesn't include the first quarter, because we didn't have somebody here yet for the first quarter.
35-20. Yeah. Meanwhile, Harbor Beach just got out-rebounded. And sometimes that'll happen, but they got out-hustled.
Kudos to Harbor Beach, though. They stayed in the ballgame, like you said. They hustled right to the very end. They worked hard, and the next year, you know, I got to say, they're going to have a great team coming back. We talked about it. Ron Rubel always is known to get his guys ready to go, and I think they're going to be another good group that's coming back there. So congratulations to those seniors that are moving on, and good luck to them in their future. That's Ryan Arndt, Scott Gurkovich, Sean Sorensen, Doug Booms, Kyle Booms, Ryan Maurer, Dustin Mazur, and Kevin Kraft. So good luck to those guys. It's been great following you. We had a good time following you last year. Our next game that we are not broadcasting, but let you know that's going on, is going to be New Haven in Saginaw, Nouvelle. And the winner of that, of course, will play here on Wednesday night against Buena Vista. So if you want to see some good basketball, come on down here on Wednesday night. It's not too far to travel for the Thumb areas. Also, I want to remind anybody, for one weekend, the director of operations at the JJK and Hoops of Bay City, T.J. Newsom, will trade in the traditional colors of Carolina blue and white for Duke blue and white on March 26th and 27th. The J.J.K. and Oops version of March Madness features one of the most notable figures, Eric, in the NCAA tournament history, and that's former Blue Devil, Duke Blue Devil, Christian Laettner. And the weekend will feature clinics, coaching roundtable, and a reception. It starts out Friday, March 25th at 7 p.m., where they've got a 7th grade boys championship game. That's $5 admission. Followed up on Saturday from 10 to 1, 17 and under AAU practice, where they will work with those boys. One of those boys happened to be Marshall Leiprant from Ubley, so he'll get to work in his practice with Christian Laettner. Also, another gentleman that's going to be working with them, we're going to see here in the next game, is two guys, a Trevor Von Hoff from Novell Catholic Central, and a Tony Purifoy. They also play with Mr. Leiprand in that league in the summer and spring. And then also on Saturday from 2:30 to 5 is an open clinic. It's $60 for boys or girls in grades 7 through 12. And Leitner will be a part of that. So if you want to get over there and see that, I'm sure he's got some great things to bring on. And then on Saturday evening, it's called from 7 to 9:30. It's have an evening with Mr. March Madness for $20, where Christian Leitner is going to speak a little bit, tell you about his experience, what he learns, and some motivational things. And, of course, that's also the same day as the boys' finals. And if you can't make it to that, there's still one more thing going on Sunday, and that's from 12:30 to 3:30, and it's a coaching roundtable for $40. And it's an open clinic, and it's basically the roundtable will feature Christian performing and teaching on-court drills to help coaches of all levels. Coaches who attend are able to bring four players under that $40 fee. So if you're interested, it's a great place to go. Also, they're having tryouts on March 19th for the boys. It's a great place for elementary kids to go, for high school girls to go, or boys. They also help with college kids when they get on there. So any of the kids that are listening out there, you're really serious about playing some basketball and want to extend your career or get a little bit better, that's a great place to go and play. You can go online and look up jjkhoops.com. So I believe you got one final note there for us before we wrap it up here, Eric.
Yeah, we'd like to thank tonight's sponsors. Tonight's game broadcast is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance, Casey Yon of Harbor Beach and Ubley, Morris Shoreline, Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring, Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb, Kohler Propane, Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach, Michigan High School Athletic Association, and Signature Bank, your hometown community bank with branches throughout the Thumb area. So we would really like to thank our sponsors that help us bring this game to you.
If it wasn't without those fine sponsors, we wouldn't bring you these games all season long. And we really appreciate what they've done for us all season long to bring you these games. We cut down to one game a week this year, but we were happy that they helped us out. I'm glad you made it back home to help me out. I always enjoy having you here, Eric, and I look forward to working with you again. And just to give you a quick update from Eddie Fury, he tells us over at Akron Fairgrove at the end of the third, Michigan Lutheran Seminary 39, Akron Fairgrove 28. So to those of you on your way home from Reese, drive safe. And to those of you that are just joining us, sorry, we are not bringing you the second game. It's not a local team. But before I can forget, I do want to bring congratulations real quick, Eric, to the Bay City All Saints Lady Cougars. They moved on. They're in the Greater Thumb West up in our area. They move on to the Class D Regional Championship tomorrow night, where they will face Waterford Our Lady of the Lakes at 7 p.m. at Waterford Mont. So want to see some good girls basketball go over there. And that's about it for anybody that's advancing yet as far as our teams go, unless Akron Fairgrove hangs on. So, again, thank you for listening to Cruise 102.1, to our sponsors, to Eric, and, of course, to Nikki and Derek back in the studio. We thank you, and we're going to turn it back over to them. Good night.
In Michigan, we're no stranger to cold winters. And with cold winters come heavy coats, boots, shovels, and how can we forget? High energy costs. Kohler Propane of Bed-Axe, Brown City, and Memphis are working hard to keep your energy costs down. Kohler's budget plan allows a cap on your per gallon price so you never go above a certain price level. And with Kohler Propane,